Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Well, saints, we want to take the opportunity now to continue what we started last week. To get into some matters of the truth. And last week we started chapter 1 of the book, The Economy of God. Amen. And Brother Tom shared about what is God's economy, which is what? His plan to dispense himself into man. So now we're on the second half of chapter 1, which is the steps. And to understand these steps, let's all read the verse here at the top of this sheet, 2 Corinthians 13:14.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah for the grace.
Amen.
For the love.
Amen.
For the fellowship.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This verse is a really precious verse in the Bible because not only does it show us the triune God, that God is triune, the Father, Son, and Spirit, but it shows us what this triune God is for. In short, he's for our enjoyment.
Amen.
Our enjoyment as grace.
Amen.
As love.
Amen.
And as fellowship.
Amen.
And just to give you a definition from the footnote, you got to read this footnote, by the way. Footnote 14:1 in here is one of the banner footnotes in the Recovery Version.
Right.
But grace is the Lord himself as life to us for our enjoyment.
Amen.
And love of God is God himself as the source of the grace of the Lord. And the fellowship of the Spirit is the Spirit himself as the transmission.
Amen.
The Spirit is the transmission of the grace of the Lord with the love of God for what? For our participation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I memorized that because there's a song. Praise the Lord. Singing is the best way to memorize.
Yes.
So, and here we see, you know, a lot of people wonder, why is there are these three gods? Why is God, and our answer is no. He has three, there's different words, it's hard to describe the triune God. Stages or persons. Stages is a bad word because you think he transfers from one to the other.
Right.
But no, because there's three forms, substances of the triune God that exist at the same time. And then you think, well, why isn't there just one God? It's so complicated. And I had to put this at the top of the outline. Why is God triune? 3-1 means he's three and he's one at the same time. He's triune in order to carry out his economy. To carry out his economy, you'll find that the Trinity is always mentioned in relation to man. And his economy is just to dispense himself into us.
Amen.
You know, we almost enjoyed this message this morning in the table meeting. It's so good. But just to go through these points to be faithful to the ministry of saints. So the first point is from the Father.
Right.
He comes in three stages, according to the book, from the Father, in the Son, as the Spirit. He comes from the Father, in the Son, as the Spirit. So the Father loves all men, right? God loved the world.
Amen.
But the Father also dwells in unapproachable light. How can we, as sinful men, come near to God? Even Moses, who was so close to God, God told him, "You cannot behold my face." So in order to come to man, the Father had to do something. He had to move in the Trinity. First, he put all that he is into the Son. And then he said, through the Son, through me, you have access to the Father.
Right.
That's Ephesians 2:18. So the Father has this desire, and he has all these riches of himself, but he needs to come to us. And he does this by way of the Trinity.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the sun, there are seven elements in this chapter. Seven precious elements, and I had to underline each of them so you get them. The first, Christ is by his being, even in eternity past, he's the divine embodiment of God.
Amen.
So when God needs to come as a body, as something visible, as something touchable, he comes as Christ. Even in the Old Testament, when he came, that was Christ. But then, in time, he added six more elements. And these are precious elements. So, the first was incarnation, which is becoming flesh. God entered into a man. God was mingled with humanity.
Amen.
There's that hymn, God mingled with humanity. Praise the Lord. Lives in me. So, Christ is the mingling of God and man.
Amen.
He put himself into a little child and mingled himself there. Praise the Lord. And this is important because this mingling will come to us. So remember that. Then through his human living, he lived on the earth. And he lived a life tempted in all respects like us. So he's able to sympathize with our weaknesses, with all the troubles we go through, have gone through. Praise the Lord for this Christ. And then he died a wonderful and effective death. This wasn't a sad death. It was wonderful and effective because on the cross, he killed all the negative things in the universe. And today, this killing power is still in Christ.
Right.
And when we apply this killing power, it slays the old elements in us.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But that's not the only element. There's another. In resurrection, he resurrected from the dead. He was made the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
And not only that, in resurrection, what he was of man was brought back into God.
Amen.
Man came into God in incarnation. God came into man, and man was brought into God in resurrection. And then in ascension, which is up to the heavens, he transcended over all principalities and powers and authorities.
Amen.
And today he is still the ascended one.
Amen.
And this ascended element is in us.
Amen.
Amen.
When we need to transcend, we just need to turn to this Christ.
Amen.
Finally, the seventh element is enthronement. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
His enthronement, he was made Lord of all.
Amen.
Ruler of the kings of the earth. Sometimes we need to appeal to the Lord of all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. These seven elements are the means by which the Son fulfills God's economy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Finally, as the Spirit, he comes to us as the Spirit, right? Today we don't have the Lord physically with us. We have the Spirit. But the Spirit includes all that the Son is. And the Son himself includes all that the Father is. So according to John 4:24, God is Spirit. And according to 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Lord is the Spirit. So in the Spirit, we have the triune God. All of the triune God.
Amen.
The three in one is in us.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:6, the Father is in us.
Amen.
It's like in Corinthians 13:5, I love this verse. Do you not realize, it says, that Jesus Christ is in you?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Romans 8:11, the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Amen.
So all of the Trinity is now in us.
Amen.
And including all these wonderful elements in the Son. And so by this Spirit, in our spirit, God fulfills his economy.
Amen.
So So I had to include this last line that in the book it says, the Spirit in our spirit. And if you get confused, you got to pay attention to the capitals. The big spirit in our little spirit is the mark of God's economy.
Amen.
Saints, we are here not to be good, but to express the triune God who's in us.
Amen.
And this is the method by which the Godhead is dispensed into our being. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's good to be clear on the economy of God.
Amen.
And the method by which His economy is fulfilled.
Amen.
Praise the triune God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, He's triune.
Amen.
Fulfill His economy.
Amen.
To get into us.
Amen.
Impart all His precious elements into us.
Amen.
So we can express Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.